Today is coming from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. And we would like to read into your hearing verse 13. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, by the inspiration of God and by the pen of Matthew, these words are recorded in the New King James Version. It says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." We read into your hearing Matthew 5, verse 13. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. This morning, we simply want to use as a subject, stay salty. Stay salty. Giving all praises to God, we are grateful for each and every one of you. We're grateful for all that has gone on before in this service. We're grateful for the voices of praise this morning. Amen. They remind us that the legend continues. We enjoyed beautiful music on last night, and on this morning, we know that the legend continues, and we're grateful for that. We are grateful for all of you that we've had the opportunity to interact with, to get to know you better. And I have to share something with you. Everyone has been trying to tell me who you are. But I want you to know that I went over their heads, and I went to the Lord, the great head of the church, and I asked him, "Who are you?" Last week he told me, "You are a witness." I didn't have time to deal with all the types, good, bad, effective, non-effective, functional, and non-functional. Only had time to deal with the top three and a couple of honorable mentions. But you are good or bad, effective or non-effective, talkative or silent. You are a witness of him. This week and next week, he gave me the twins. This week, you are the salt of the earth. And next week, we'll be dealing with his twin. You are the light of the world. And don't worry if you don't remember what next week's sermon is. I'll be sure to ask you first chance I get. I'm sure it'll be on a test somewhere, be a bonus question somewhere. But you are the salt of the earth. After Jesus had finished the sermon, the Beatitudes, he's in the Sermon on the Mount. He began talking about how the believers will be accepted or rejected by the world. He talks about how they're blessed are they. But then he moves into a section where he realized that there are going to be interaction between believers in the world. He talks about how they will revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you. He said, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Then he turns to them and say, you are the salt of the earth. We don't have to close our Bibles and look up to the sky to try to determine how he sees us, what attribute of salt is he relating to us. No, we simply have to keep reading, because in this passage he tells us exactly why we ought to be salt, or we are salt of the earth. He says, but if salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are salt. And the warning that Jesus gives us is losing its flavor. That's the reason why this morning I simply want to come and encourage you to stay salty. It's fascinating about salt. It has a lot of interesting characteristics. One is, if you have a grain or a teaspoon, it's still called salt. If you have a teaspoon or a cup, it's still called salt. If you have a cup or a truckload, it's still called salt. Isn't that like you and I? When we are by ourselves, we're still the church, but when we get together with the church, and when church get with church, it's still church. You are the salt of the earth. We don't have to wonder if he was talking about its preserving nature. Many of the young people don't understand this. There was a time when they didn't have refrigeration, but they still had to eat. They still had to store meat. And one way they would store it was they would pack it in salt. Salt slowed down the erosion process. It slowed down the deterioration process. Perhaps Jesus was talking about how the church slows down the decay, the moral decay in our society today. But no, he speaks of our flavor. And then he asks the question, if it loses it, where does it go to get it back? I mean, if salt loses its salt, where does salt go to get more salt? Where does salt shop for salt? Where, if it loses salt, what neighbor does it go to in order to ask for more salt? If salt loses its seasoning, he says it's good for nothing. Its identity comes from Christ. Christ gives us our identity. When we are believers in Christ, he says, when we are in relationship with the world, you are salt. You provide the seasoning. You provide the taste. This, you make this world worth living. You make this world better. You make it taste better. You make it palatable. You make it tolerable. You make it able to make it to the next day. You are the salt of the earth. Because of your taste, because of the seasoning. And as the records say, the world will mislabel you. Sometimes the world calls that sass. Sometimes the world calls our salt attitude. Sometimes the world calls our salt stiff-necked. Sometimes the world calls our salt being hard-headed and rigid. But the reality is that salt is salt. And it provides flavor for whatever it touches. It brings out the natural flavor. And did you notice that even salt can change spicy? My wife, when you go out to a Mexican restaurant, we get the sauce. If it's too hot for my wife, will add salt to it. And the salt don't bring out the spicy. It kills the spicy. Salt has the way to take the heat out of a spicy, but spicy can't take the salt out of salt. We are identified. Our identity comes from Christ, and our personality ought to reflect our identity. Simply put, you gotta be who you are. And when you are the salt of the earth, sometimes you're going to rub people the wrong way. Sometimes you are going to irritate people. And that's okay. That's fine. That's why Jesus didn't call us sugar. He called us salt of the earth. Because then sometimes you're going to rub people the wrong way. But he said there's a danger. There's a danger of becoming common. That there's a danger, he says, of losing its flavor. That Greek phrase of losing your favor, translated losing your flavor, it simply means to become a fool. He's talking about a believer who stopped believing. And once he stopped believing, then he's no good anymore. To the Lord, he's only good to be thrown out and be trampled upon under the foot of men. It's when we lose our saltiness. So what is salt? Saltiness? It is our influence on all those that are around us. And brothers and sisters, when you lose your influence, you lost your salt. And so I come by today to tell you to stay salty. See, I can look around the community and see that you're salty. I can look at the buildings. I can look at the streets. I can look at the people, and I know that you've been salty. I'm just here this morning to encourage you to stay salty. Keep making a difference. Keep making an impact. Keep changing the way things are so that they can be better than the way that they are. Keep having an impact on the lives of those around you. That's our influence in the world. We make life better. I guarantee you, if you've been praying, somebody gonna call on you this week to pray for them. Now, if you haven't been praying, start praying, and then maybe next week God will send somebody. And whenever there's national tragedy, there's national events, there's these national moral moments that come, people are looking for us to be the salt. And brothers and sisters, we have to stay salty. And I found there's some things that are not edible without salt. There's some things you can't eat without adding a little salt. I remember when I was younger, my father, he had a heart condition, had a heart bypass. I was in high school. So when his diet changed, my diet changed. Cause I grew up with one of them old school mothers. She wasn't making no two meals. So when she took salt out of his diet, she took salt out of my diet. And I remember we had these saltless meals, and then finally Friday came. His reward was he gonna have some barbecue. And so we were gonna have some barbecue, but the only way we could have barbecue was with some saltless crackers. And if you have ever tried saltless crackers, I can tell you, brothers and sisters, it don't take nothing like crackers. I don't know what it tastes like, communion bread or something. I'm kidding. It's a joke. It tastes like unleavened bread. It tastes unprepared. But I remember eating it, and my dad turned to me. He said, there's some things you can't take the salt out of. And isn't that true of life? There's some things in life you just can't take the salt out of. We can't make it without salt, without you being the salt of the earth. And so, brothers and sisters, I just simply want to encourage you to keep your distinctiveness. Keep your uniqueness. Keep your separateness. Yeah, there's an air about you that's going to bother some people. That's your salt. And one thing I like about salt is also consistent. You know, there is no different salt in the north than there is in the south. Same salt. It ain't no different salt in the east as it is in the west. Same salt. Republicans and Democrats have to eat the same salt. Biden camp seasoned his food with the same salt as Trump camp. It's the same salt. It is consistent. Wherever it goes, wherever it is the same. We have to be the salt of the earth. Regardless of the storms that blow in, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the situation, regardless of the problems, regardless of the day, we don't flip, we don't flop, we stay salt of the earth. Because if we do lose it, we become good for nothing. But the opposite of good for nothing is good on everything. Now, I wish Morton would have called me to do a commercial for him. I'll tag that text right there. That'll be my tagline. It's good for everything. Salt is good. Put it on everything. If you don't like it on everything, then take it off. Because I know there's the debate of whether or not you put salt on grits. And I come to settle the debate once and for all. No, you don't put salt on grits. You put sugar on grits. As long as you're in Texas, don't be breaking that Louisiana. But the point is, salt don't go on everything. And God doesn't use us on everything. It doesn't. We are the salt of the earth, but we're not all that God has. And so we have to be who we are and be used by Him at His discretion, because we give Him the taste. So when people come seeking the Lord, and the Lord say, taste and see. This week we're dealing with taste. Next week we'll deal with see. But we provide the taste. We make life better. And that's why this morning I simply want to encourage you. Stay salty. Stay who you are. What you have been, what you are, what you will be is salt of the earth. Stay salty. May God bless you and may God keep you this morning. We want to come and invite you this morning. You may be someone who have not began a personal relationship with the Master. In Him, we find our salt. In Him. So we invite you this morning. You come.
E is the best thing I've ever,
yes,
ever done. Help me say,
falling in love with Jesus.
In his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be.
Yes.
Oh,
in his arms,
reject. May the Lord have mercy on your soul.